How can we actually bring the Kirtan happen? What thought process should we have? Humility is at two different levels. One is it's a cultivation, the other is it's an emotion. Cultivation means we try to cultivate humility also. The other is we actually feel humble. It's an emotion that we have. Now, in both cases, whether it's a cultivation or it's an emotion, it is Krishna-centered. Now, when great devotees, I was giving a class in Columbus, Ohio, so there were devotees asked, "Why do devotees speak lies?" Then what do you do? He says, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is saying that I am more sinful than a jagai in Madai, I am more sinful than an insect in a bone in soup. It's obviously not true. So why do, in the name of humility, why do devotees speak lies like this? So I explained that in the transcendental realm, truth and falsehood don't work out the way we normally think it will. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see every lake, every river he sees that Jamuna, every hill he sees that Govardhan, every forest he sees that Vrindavan. Now, is that forest Vrindavan? If it's not Vrindavan, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu make a mystery. We say the conditions will have different effects. God does not make any mistakes. And is God making a mistake over here? Actually, we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that lake as Vrindavan, that river as Yamuna. But he didn't stop there. He still went on to Yamuna. So, when we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that river as Yamuna, the point is, none of that is actually right or wrong. The point is, this illustrates how deeply its consciousness is absorbed in Krishna. And in the transcendental realm, rightness and wrongness is not so much in terms of actuality as it is in terms of affinity of the heart to Krishna. So the supremely correct thing is that our heart is attracted to Krishna. And again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is what it is demonstrated, that actually, there's love for Krishna over there. So similarly, when there are great devotees who say like this, that, "Oh, I am more sinful than a born in the stool or a jagai madari." Now what are they thinking? Actually, they are thinking of Krishna, and they are so absorbed in Krishna that they are thinking that Krishna loves me so much, Krishna has done so much for me, and in return, there is so little that I am doing for Krishna, that actually I am not reciprocating Krishna at all. I am so worthless. And so it is because of the awareness of the greatness of Krishna and the infinite nature of Krishna's love and the utter inadequacy of their reciprocation of Krishna's love that they feel, "Oh, I am so sinful, I am so worthless." So factually, what they are saying is not true. But in the spiritual realm, actuality is not as important as the affinity of the heart in expression. And these expressions of humility are based not on material factuality, but they are based on transcendental affinity of the heart in expression. So that kind of humility, if we try to artificially imitate that, if you say that I am more sinful than Jagai and Madai, it will be artificial at our stage. At our stage, we really are not conscious of Krishna like that. So that humility is a result, that humility is an emotion, is a feeling that naturally comes in the heart. The more we understand Krishna's greatness, and the more we understand our smallness and comparison to Krishna's greatness, naturally humility emerges in the heart. So the ultimate way to develop humility is to become more and more Krishna conscious. The more we understand Krishna's beauty, Krishna's sweetness, Krishna's love, Krishna's mercifulness, the more naturally we will understand our smallness and humility will grow. Till that time, till that humility comes as an emotion, we do have humility as a cultivation. But the cultivation of humility doesn't mean that we have to always keep talking that I am fallen. Rather, we have to make sure that we don't put ourselves at the center of things. Yes, we do services, but when the results come, then we offer the result to Krishna. Krishna, by your mercy, I was able to do this. when some good thing we are able to do, we offer the credit, we offer the credit to Krishna, to his devotees. And at our level, those which are the visible symptoms of pride, talking too much about oneself and one's achievements, and taking credit for what one is doing, and trying to prove how one is greater than others. Amaan, is the opposite of what you would want to be if you are proud. We want to amanade mani. We want to be like that. Not give any respect to others, we want respect for ourselves. So we avoid those kinds of behavior which lead to pride or which express pride. So at a practical level, we focus on serving Krishna, being conscious of Krishna, and whenever we are able to do anything good, we offer the credit to Krishna and devotees. And in general, we try to cultivate behaviors which do not lead to pride. So we offer respect to others, don't talk too much about ourselves. And that way, gradually we can cultivate humility. So our focus should be more on serving Krishna and keeping our consciousness Krishna centered. Humility will naturally result by that. Thank you.